going to burp.
All right, we're here. Be quiet, dog.
I don't hear him.
This dog's insane. You can't hear him? Come here. He's nuts. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
He's sniffing the microphone. Oh, he's insane. We're watching this dog, okay?
Is it outside?
No, it's a pug. I don't know where my wife got it.
Oh, you're babysitting.
Yeah, we're babysitting a pug. Sitting. I don't know where this guy. I don't know where does this freaking pug come from.
Aww.
My wife knows the people. Oh, we have to foster a pug. She says, for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Then a couple of days turns into a week. Then 1 week turns into, oh, well, it might be 2 weeks or more. I'm like, just how fucking long?
She adopted.
We better not have adopted. I'll tell you right now. We better not have adopted this goddamn dog.
I bet you did.
This dog's going to be thrown out in the street if that's the case. I'm not joking. I am not joking, Nikki.
You can't.
This dog is a handful.
Why?
Because he's a pain in the ass. He's a pain.
What's he doing?
Nothing. He's just a pain.
Just existing.
It's another mouth to feed that I cannot afford.
Aww.
That's the problem with him.
Aww.
Yeah, so anyway. Oh, so hey, listen, welcome. It's another show. It's another podcast. Look at that.
3 weeks.
It's about time. Waiting for Nikki to podcast is like, Jesus Christ. I mean,
I'm a woman.
It's unbelievable. Every day. Well.
You got to get me out of the hospital first.
Well, my heart palpitations. Well, the doctor wants.
I have an allergic reaction.
Oh, I have. I'm anaphylactic. It's like, oh, my God. I've never seen a person with more excuses why not the podcast before. I'm like, it really is a simple thing, Nikki. It doesn't take much for us to podcast.
I get a podcast from the hospital.
Well, but we're here.
You'd have been hearing beep, beep, beep.
No, I wouldn't want to hear all that shit. So you're finally out of the hospital.
Yeah.
What was wrong with you?
They don't know.
So they don't even know.
They got a bunch of doctor's appointments this week.
You know what they do? They just put you in the hospital to appease you. They're like.
They had me in this place I didn't even know it existed in the ER. It's like heaven.
When was it? Some kind of heart unit?
It's like a secret corridor you go down and you go through these doors.
Yeah.
And it's like private area.
Oh, well, aren't you something?
It had like eight little like coves in it, and you have your private nurses and stuff.
Well, aren't you special to go in there?
I know, in fancy rooms.
Aren't you special?
They were painted all pretty and everything.
Good. This is a memorial?
Yeah, and really comfortable beds.
Oh, don't mind us. We're just broadcasting, dog. Don't mind us. You go ahead and make all the noise.
Well, I just burped.
You go ahead and make all the noise. Don't mind us. Why are you even in here? Come on, go in the living. Go to the other room. Oh my God, this dog! Forgive me, this dog's such a pain in the ass. Oh my!
Oh.
Now he's making noise. Oh yeah, but we are here. So welcome everyone. How you doing? It is the Morning Disaster Podcast. We haven't been on for a little bit because Nikki has been sick. I swear to God, I'm going to kill.
I always have a cat meowing.
I'm going to kill this dog. I might, the Humane Society might come get me. Stop barking.
Oh my God.
Hey, be quiet. Settle down. Oh, this dog's insane.
He doesn't know the rules.
It's insane. I swear to God. I really. Oh, my God. It's
too funny.
It's nuts. It's crazy.
Aw.
It's crazy what I go through.
He wants you to love him. Yeah. Listen to that.
Yeah, this dog's going to be thrown in the street, run over.
Mm-mm.
I don't know who owns his dog, but I tell you, they're going to be taking him back.
Are they on vacation?
Nikki, I don't know. I start to get the story, and she conveniently finds other things to talk about.
What's the dog's name?
Humpty.
Aww.
Humpty is the gayest name for a dog.
That is so cute. Is it fat?
Not as fat as Chester.
Aww.
Yeah. So not super fit. Where'd he go? Humpty, where did you go? Oh, he's underneath me. Okay, there you are. Sit down. Sit down, Humpty. Just sit down. Oh, my God. I swear to you.
You know how she is with pugs.
I swear to you, it's insane. It really is. It's, I tell
you. You guys would have a million of them if she could. There'd be nothing but pugs running everywhere.
Yeah. You're not lying.
I know.
Not lying.
They're cute.
Anyway, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the show every day. You've been helping. Thank you. It's been going. I thought when you're not in the hospital. I mean, I thought it's been going pretty. What do you think?
I think I get under the skin of some people.
Who are you getting under the skin of?
I think Aaron doesn't like me.
Oh, no. Aaron likes you.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Why wouldn't
Even
Aaron?
Even when I call him out for being wrong.
No, Aaron likes you just fine. He doesn't.
All right.
He honestly doesn't care.
Okay.
No, Aaron's good. I thought you heard something. I was like, what did you hear?
Well, that day the Letourneau debacle.
Yeah.
He was like, didn't you know?
No, he doesn't.
Prove that he knew stuff.
No, he doesn't care. You really? No, he doesn't. No, you're good. No one's slamming you.
Okay.
People like you.
Good.
You know, I never hear anything.
Good.
I tell you, I don't even know how many weeks I'm in now.
That's good.
But yeah, the show is it's getting there, right?
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
you're getting your rhythm going.
I'm just, you don't talk about Trump enough for my liking. Ray, I want to know where you stand on this.
It's like, what do you mean where I stand?
Where do you stand? What are your thoughts regarding Donald Trump?
That's the thing that gets me crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know. I hear it.
I think the government just wants to call Madigan out for his bullshit. What do you think?
I'm like, what does it matter? We need a budget.
Well, I think there's only one budget, and that's the Republican way to get a budget.
Well,
they get you hot.
I think that's bullshit, is what I think. God.
That one day I called I'm like, oh no, he is going to explode.
This guy calls today. We start the show today, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this morning, early in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yes, I called you.
Yeah. Oh, well, you called right after the guy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We start the fucking show out, okay, with the news. And the very first story in the news is Aaron going, well, comes as no shock to anyone, we don't have a budget. Uh-huh. You know, that's the first story. So then we go on and we talk about Covfefe, which is ridiculous.
That's really funny.
Which is funny. It's this ridiculous tweet.
We came up with another acronym for it.
We have a fucking president in this country, okay, who's up, I don't know what, he's ambient tweeting, or I don't know what, he's tweeting at midnight.
He was probably drunk.
He doesn't drink. No, I'm telling you, President Trump does not drink. No, I don't think he doesn't do any stimulants. I really don't, but he might have like prescription Ambien or something.
Yeah.
And so he goes to tweet, and he tweets the word Covfefe, which Covfefe. Mm-hmm. And he tweets it in a nonsensical, rambling tweet. All right.
And his spell check apparently didn't work.
It makes no sense. And by the way, Sean Spicer was trying to like say it was intentional.
Yeah, like only
it was not fucking intentional. It was an accidental tweet. Even the president basically said, even Trump yesterday, later on in the day, he realized people were having fun with it. Yeah, and he made a joke. He said, yes, Covfefe, have fun with it. You know what I mean? He's like, just go. Dude. He didn't care.
Right.
But Sean Spicer's acting all, trying to make it seem like it was a legitimate tweet.
It was a big secret.
Yeah, it wasn't legitimate. It was a fuck up. He fucked up.
Just admit it.
Yes, just admit it. What do you got to make it worse for?
Right.
Because that's what goes on. They made it worse.
You can't admit wrongdoing.
How does Sean Spicer have a job?
I don't know.
If I was President Trump, I would have fired his ass months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rumbling, stumbling. He's just a you know.
Hiding in the bushes should have been his resignation.
Yes, he's a fool. Mm-hmm. He is a fool. And you know what? It's past. I don't care if you like Trump or not. I mean, can we?
No matter who's spokesperson he was.
Yeah, let's just
get him go. Let him go.
Let's stop embarrassing the fucking country. You know what I mean? Get rid of Sean Spicer.
Right.
The man's a
just want to accept defeat.
Yeah, he's a bumbling, stumbling fool.
Right.
Has no business with a job that high profile.
Has he ever? Have these words ever come out of his mouth? I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, I mean, just be honest. And say.
He always has to have a comeback.
Or make a joke.
Right.
Just make a joke about, well, yeah, the president, he thinks Covfefe is very important for everyone. Blah, blah, blah. Because even the president was joking.
Right.
No, he tried to make it serious. I think it was very clear what the president was trying to say. What do you mean he thought it was very clear? What's the president trying to say?
He had some Covfefe beef that night.
Oh, he just looks like... anyway.
Instead of making it some kind of acronym like...
Yeah, it's like...
Come on, Vladimir. Fuck him.
You know what it is. I mean, and by the way, it was easy. He was going to write something and... Yeah, coverage, and it went to spell check.
Yeah.
And it spell checked to some European cologne or whatever.
Right.
And so it accidentally went, and then the president went to, obviously it's the last thing he did before he went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fell asleep, so it was on there for like 8 hours.
It sat there for 14 hours.
Yeah, it was on all that time without him taking it off.
Control over it? No, it's his Twitter.
Unbelievable.
You think he's going to give control over his Twitter to anybody?
Yeah, if somebody else had control over that fucking Twitter, that fucking Twitter would be gone. If someone else had control, they would have logged on and said, delete.
Delete.
Friggin' Spicer. Yeah, so the Spicer tries to make up some story about how it was intentional. And even Trump's like, it wasn't intentional, it was a fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it funny. And Trump even goes, he goes, have fun with it. You know what I mean? It's just his way of telling the comedians. So have, just have fun. What, you know, Trump's got a sense of humor. He doesn't always show, but he's got one.
Yeah.
If that wasn't proof that Sean Spicer should be fired, nothing is. He's such a boob. Really is.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. So we're talking about Covfefe, right? And we're making, it's funny. It's a quick look. And by the way, it's at 6, this is 6:18. You know what I mean?
It's just when all the wild craziness happens.
Yes, it's just when we get.
Everybody's listened.
We get the show going. And that's, you know, that's just what we do.
Craziness ensues in the first hour. And then get it out of the way.
Yes, that's how it works. And this guy calls in. And during the middle of all the calls about, you know, during all the calls about Covfefe and everything else, this guy calls in.
I guess I'll go. Our state doesn't have a budget, but I guess we're just going to talk about Covfefe, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was such a jackass.
And I was so angry.
I know you are.
I'm like, you friggin' jackass.
Aaron was angry, too.
And by the way,
I talked about it. It's the first thing I said.
Yeah, well, yeah, but by the way, the very first thing we said, very first thing we said was about the budget.
Right.
All right?
He had just turned on the radio and heard Covfefe and got mad.
Yeah, and this guy was called. He woke up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This guy woke up wanting something to bitch about, okay?
Right.
And he's like, oh, here it is. I get to call it and be superior to them.
Right.
And I'm going to point out that they're not talking about the budget.
Yep.
And it's like, you friggin' jackass. Oh, it made me crazy.
What was that?
I'm trying to get the audio of Spicer. If my phone will make it, I don't know, my phone's dying, so.
Plug it in.
I don't have the cord in here, it's in the next room, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so anyway, this jackass calls in, and I was so angry. And I, you know what, and here's the thing, is I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of not fighting back against these jackasses that call in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you do. You did, like, last week or the week before.
So I basically said, you know what, fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to sit back and take this. I'm going to say something. So I finally said, you know, here he is, the one man here.
Concerned that the president posted somewhat of an incoherent tweet last night and that it then stayed up for hours.
No.
Why did it stay up so long? Is no one watching this?
No, I think the president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant. Blake.
What does he mean?
Blake.
What is Covfefe?
Blake.
No, but see, you can't
Blake.
Yeah, so he tries to make it seem like it's some sort of inside thing. We know exactly what he meant. No, he fucked up. He basically said, I went to write the word coverage. I went to write coverage. It said Covfefe. I mean, can't... Why does this guy have to do... Trump should fire his ass. Fire him.
He had to have known by that answer that he was going to get a barrage of questions after that.
But he doesn't. He doesn't know. The thing with Spicer is he's like, oh, everyone's going to believe my bullshit. This will be a great answer. And that's where he that's where he screws up.
Right. That was not going to end it. That was just going to egg him on more.
It just made it... And it made the whole thing about Covfefe instead of just one little question. Why couldn't he have just laughed and said, well, you know, listen.
He fell asleep.
Listen, the president, you know, has bigger fingers and he typed something wrong and it auto-corrected and he fell asleep.
That's all they had to
say. Oh, the president and a select few know what he was talking about. No, they don't. Why do you say something that's such utter bullshit?
Especially with all this Russian investigation stuff going on.
Oh, could you imagine if it was a Russian word? Oh, my God.
It's going to make all the conspiracy theorists go, ooh, what is it?
That's code word for getting, for letting the Russians know.
Which they've already made a joke about.
So ridiculous. Yeah, so Trump's got to fire Spicer. He's such a loser.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so this guy calls in. He goes, it's nice to know we don't have a budget in this state. And all you guys are talking about is Trump and Covfefe and blah, blah. And I'm like, you fucking jackass. Oh, my God, I was so angry.
I know you were.
And I don't know what I said. I don't know what I said, but I basically attacked him and said, yeah, you're the only person in the state that thought there was going to be a budget.
Yeah.
And I do mean this. Is there anyone who thought there was going to be a budget? I want them to speak up. If you thought there was going to be a budget, send me an email.
Well, Ronner came out at, 4:45 yesterday and said, I ain't signing it.
Yeah. Ronner came out. Ronner doesn't want a budget.
No.
I don't care what anybody says. He doesn't want one. If he wanted a budget, we could have a budget. He doesn't want it. He said, well, they haven't done enough. This guy put a list of demands out. He said his exact quote when he put the list of demands out months ago was,
mm-hmm.
I want one or some of these things passed, okay?
Right.
They passed four of them.
Right. He doesn't want a budget.
I think he only put out six. They passed four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he says, I want one or some of these things passed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Four is definitely a sum. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's not enough. We're not, this is the, and then he makes up some bullshit. This is their way of blah, 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 blah. It's like,
yeah,
dude, they passed exact, they wanted procurement reform. You wanted a break in property taxes. Uh-huh. You wanted to sell the Tossin Center. They did all of that.
Yep.
They even talked about workman's comp.
Right. And Andy Manor?
Manar.
How do you say
Andy Manar, yeah.
He was talking before that. He was on Jim's show.
And
he sounded exasperated.
And Andy Manar basically said, he goes,
it ain't going to happen.
He goes, this guy doesn't want a budget. He said, and he's, and you know what? He's 100% accurate.
Right.
They don't want a budget. He doesn't want one. He doesn't want one. If Rauner wanted a budget, we'd have a budget. He doesn't want one.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I thought it was bullshit when people would talk about the junk bond status and how much money Rauner would make from that.
Yeah.
I thought it was bullshit. But I'm telling you, I'm not thinking that now. I'm like, you know what? I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think those people are onto something. I honestly think he knows whoever the next governor is.
Oh, really?
They're going to fix it. So the state will have money to pay the junk bonds. And I think he's more than willing. You know what I mean? I just think he's more than ready to make money off of junk bonds. He owns a hedge fund.
Oh.
So he'd make a shitload of money on this junk bond sales.
Uh-huh.
And as of today, by the way, as of today, S&P downgraded. We're headed to junk bond city in the state of Illinois. So I thought
it made national news.
Yeah, I thought it was bullshit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. I'll tell you, I'm not so sure.
Can he go to jail for that?
No. How do you prove that? There's no way to prove that. But I'm saying that. Well. Let me just say, I think there's something to it.
Yeah.
And I never thought I would be this big of a, I never thought I'd be this big a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
But I'm telling you.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, so that was the top story in the news. The first thing we read today.
Yeah.
And this guy calls in and, you know.
Yeah, I was listening.
Starts with his bullshit. Why aren't you guys talking about those? We got time to talk about
bubble. I heard him and I was like, oh, crap.
It's like, and I'm just like, you fucking jackass. You, oh my God. I don't know what I said, but I was incensed. I really was. I was just, I'm ready to jump out of my skin. I get so angry.
I know. And then Don't Worry, Be Happy starts playing, and I'm like, that's the wrong song to play.
Oh, yeah, that's Aaron.
Wrong song to play.
That's Aaron's jackassness. Oh, well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that was... So this
that's
guy,
why I try and call and do something funny. And
that's what makes me crazy. That's the only thing that makes me crazy. Is there are people that have no sense of humor. And they just have no business listening to my show. They really don't.
Right.
They have no business.
There's like
they need to go listen to something else.
I'm grouchy and I just ate urine-soaked Cheerios.
God damn it. I'm an angry person. Why aren't you talking about this? It's like, I don't know. I do 3 hours of a show.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about everything on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I do mean everything.
All right. You're going to get politics all day long. Why do we have to start it off with politics in the morning?
Yeah.
You're going to be soaked with it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens, with politics at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
They're not even awake yet.
Unbelievable.
I know.
There is. I found this on I found this on Facebook. This is a who shared this? Let me see. This was shared by a guy named Rob Smith. Okay. And it's a GoFundMe account from a kid in Grove City, Ohio. All right? And it says, so on today, on Memorial Day, I was driving to work in my Honda Civic at 9:40, trying to get there by 10 because I enjoy not getting fired. As I was driving there, some dumbass Mustang passed me going around 80, flipping me off. Well, I wasn't going to be a pussy and lose to a Mustang on Freedom Day. So I kissed my USA lanyard and my picture of Stone Cold Steve Austin, the best damn wrestler to ever live. And I started burning the bald eagle piss. I passed the Mustang, turned up my Van Halen CD. As I was slowing down to tell the Mustang to eat shit, a state highway patrolman pulls out. And gets my dumb ass. Now, I backed the blue in my country through and through. So I wasn't mad at him for pulling me over. But the Mustang that thought he had big enough nuts to dust me. So the patrolman comes to my window and says, what do you have in this thing? I said, bald eagle piss and freedom, sir. Then he replied with, you know how fast you were going? And me being the smart ass I am said, well, I was slowing down to give both of you a chance. He didn't like that too well. Moral of the story is I got a ticket. But I did dust the Mustang, so it was worth it. The money donated is going toward the ticket because I spent all my paycheck on race car parts. Any extra money, if I'm that lucky, will go towards AC/DC CDs. Have a blessed day, America. Logan. And so Logan... on GoFundMe, asked for $500.
Oh, my God. How much does he have?
$2,190.
Oh, man.
Already.
Somebody GoFundMe fail. I need something like that.
You need
there.
To be creative. Yeah.
I know. I didn't write mine.
I would have told that son of a bitch. That is the best. That's how you do it.
Rewrite mine and put it back out there.
I'm telling you, Nikki, I'm so old. I really am old.
I'm right behind you.
And I do this thing now where I have to leave by a certain time because I don't want to speed to work.
Yeah, I'm the same way too.
And you know, the thing is like I can speed. I don't want to speed. I want to be able to have a relaxing drive to work. I want to drive in. I want to go 55.
Oh my God. Last night. All we were going to do was go out to the truck stop.
Yeah. For what reason?
To get something to eat.
Oh, okay.
Late, because everything else was closed.
What truck stop are you going to go to?
Route Star 66.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So it's me and Chris.
Yeah. Oh, you and Chris again. Okay.
No, nothing's changed.
No, I'm just saying that you're hanging out with Chris. I thought he works.
It was just a rare night that we... were
I mean, what time was this?
Oh, it was like 11:30.
Well, doesn't he have to work in the morning?
You know him. He stays up till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's crazy. He's got to get up and go to work.
I know. He doesn't go to work at 8. He goes to work at 8:30 now.
All right.
So it's changed. So he gets like more sleep, an extra half an hour.
Well, when you're going to bed at 4 o'clock, it really doesn't matter.
Well, to him it does.
All right.
But anyway... Excuse me.
Yes. Go ahead and belch. Anyway,
so, I don't know if you know this about me. I can't see anything.
Why can't you see anything?
Because I'm blind.
I don't know if you know this about me. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm blind.
I can't.
Okay, you can see.
I can see.
Yes.
But I'm blind.
All right. So...
I am supposed to wear glasses.
Yes.
But this prescription that they gave me worked for like 2 months. And then the glasses didn't work anymore. And I don't wear the glasses anymore because they don't work. So
well,
I just don't wear any.
I am I'm wearing contacts tonight, but that's another – that's for the next story. But go ahead. All right. So you weren't wearing glasses, yes.
So I never wear my glasses because I think they gave me the wrong script.
Well, that's the dumbest. That how you would know if you had the wrong script.
Okay. From the day one, they were just not right.
Well, then why wouldn't you say something?
Because I thought my eyes had to get used to them because there was such a jump in the script.
Why wouldn't you say, listen, this is wrong. So you paid
because
for them?
They're welfare glasses.
Well, big deal. You still can...
And they treat you like crap in there.
You still can complain.
It took me 4 hours to get those glasses waiting.
You're entitled to the right glasses.
Okay. But anyway, that's another story.
Right.
But anyway, so I know I don't wear my glasses. I just struggle a lot.
Right.
And, like, when we play board games and stuff, everybody has to read my cards and move my little – we play tabletop gaming.
Right.
And they have to move my pieces and read my stuff and do all my stuff. So, basically, I just sit there.
Unbelievable.
And, but I can read, like, on the computer because he's got a 46-inch computer screen. I can read. And I can read on my phone. But if I'm driving, I can't read the signs.
Oh, for God's sakes. Yes.
And this is during the daytime. And at night, I have night blindness.
Oh, my God.
So I only travel on roads that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving because he doesn't have a driver's license right now. Because he got a bunch of insurance tickets and driving with an expired sticker.
What do you mean insurance tickets?
He didn't have insurance.
How does he not have insurance?
Well, this was like 2 years ago.
He's a state worker. He makes enough money to get insurance.
No, it was one insurance ticket because it overlapped.
All right.
Anyway, that's another story too.
All right.
Anyway, so we're going, and what we always do is we go down Clear Lake and then get on the interstate, go to Sangamon, and then...
Right. There. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going down Clear Lake, and I'm like bebopping along, and I almost wasn't paying attention, and the turnoff was blocked.
All right.
Well, I haven't gone the back way to Riverton.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Since 1997, when the bridge was closed.
Yes, okay.
Let alone on a dark night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm freaking out.
Oh.
And he's yelling at me. And I didn't know what road I'm on. I didn't know where I was going.
Oh, for God's sake.
I didn't know if I was headed towards Decatur. I didn't know where I was at.
It's unbelievable.
And he was yelling at me. And the more he yelled at me, the more nervous I was getting.
Of course.
And I didn't know where the roads were turning.
Yes, of course.
Because it's all curvy back in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scared of deer.
Long story short.
There were people. There were people,
right.
Ray.
Yeah.
And
driving.
I was like, oh my God, there's a deer, Nikki. And I slammed on the brakes and it was fat people walking along the side of the
road.
Oh,
they were walking on the road?
Yes, at midnight.
Hmm.
And then he starts cracking up laughing because we thought it was deer. Out in the middle of nowhere, fat people walking on the side of the road.
Well, did you finally get to Star 66?
Well, then we went past. I'm like, you need to read the signs. He's like, just read the Camp Butler signs. I kept yelling at him. I'm like, God damn it. I can't read the signs, Chris.
Why didn't you just get off of Clear Lake and get on to 55?
Because it's the turn to get on the interstate.
Oh, my God. Everything is...
So I had to keep going straight.
Oh, you're unbelievable.
And there was no place to turn off.
Well, why not just go to the first possible turnaround and go back?
Because he told me to keep going to Camp Butler.
So you finally figure it out, I'm sure.
Well, after we missed the Riverton exit.
Oh, my God.
Because he didn't tell me to turn.
You need someone to tell you to turn.
I didn't see the signs.
You should not be driving. I mean, you just shouldn't drive. You're too blind.
I couldn't see them. And then as we were passing them, I could see them, and it was too late.
Oh, I thank God I've never ridden in a car with you driving.
And he's screaming at me, telling me that I could pull over any minute now because he didn't like my attitude.
Well.
Because he would walk home rather than put, if I didn't get the tone
well,
out.
Rather than put his life in your hands to die. I mean.
Because I was getting shitty with him because he wasn't paying attention. He was fucking around on his phone.
Good Lord.
If he would have told me to turn, I would have turned.
Well, this is an interesting. Did you ever make it to the restaurant?
Yes. At 45 minutes later.
What did you order at the restaurant? Can I ask which healthy dish you had at this truck stop?
I had vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
and what else? What'd you have with the vegetable soup?
About a third of the open-faced roast beef.
An open-faced roast beef.
About a third of it, because I couldn't eat it.
Right.
I gave the rest to him.
Mm-hmm.
But the vegetable soup is delicious.
What did he eat?
He ate my roast beef and mashed potatoes. And then he had chopped steak, eggs, and hash browns.
Good Lord in heaven.
I know.
The man has heart problems.
I know. And diabetes.
And diabetes. He eats like that.
Mm-hmm. This diabetes is like almost non-existent.
I'm telling you, I'm really getting judgmental with fat people now. I really, because now that I'm losing weight.
He's lost a lot of weight. He's like skinny now.
I've lost a lot of weight, and I'm telling you, I get really judgmental.
I know.
Like, I was talking to Sean today.
I ate, like, four. I got Sean's story. I got, like, I ate, like, four or five bites, but because I had the soup, I was full.
I was talking to Sean Balint.
And today?
Yeah, and he's explaining, you know, he put up a picture of doing the show, you know what I mean? And every time he puts up fucking pictures, they've got Mellow Cream donuts on their table.
Oh, yeah?
Like, they constantly have Mellow Creams, okay?
At the studio?
At wherever they are, because, you know, they very rarely do the show in the studio. They're always doing it somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. They're always...
Mellow Creams.
They were doing it somewhere, at like, outside or something today, and there's a bunch of Mellow Creams, and I'm like, dude, I said, you didn't eat any of those Mellow Creams, did you?
Yes, he did.
Well, And, of course, he ate four of them.
How can you eat four Mellow Creams?
Well, I only had four. I'm like, oh, my God. That's literally like, I mean.
How can you?
And I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing around 1,200 calories.
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
I'm being generous. 1,200
calories.
That's
got to be like 2,500 calories.
Oh, no, not that. They might be 300 calories a donut. They might be 300 calories a donut. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. So I put out there that, what are you trying to light something? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
What are you lighting? A cigarette?
A candle.
Candle, my ass.
It's a candle.
You're trying to light some kind of something to smoke.
A candle.
Bullshit.
He had a lighter sitting here.
For those that wonder, yes, Nikki constantly smokes weed when we're doing the show.
Yeah, man.
I know. She's constantly lighting and smoking.
I don't smoke weed. I don't
you don't
drugs.
Have to tell me. I know what she's
up
to.
I don't do drugs.
You don't have to tell me.
I can do a piss test and pass it. Now it's just annoying me because the damn thing won't light.
Well, did stop hitting the... Maybe it's not going to work. It hasn't worked the first 50 times you tried. Why would you think it's going to work now?
Because I want to light the candle.
God damn it. You're going to drive me crazy. Yeah, so, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sean.
Oh, yes. So talking to Sean, he tells me about these donuts, and I go, and that's just me guessing 300 calories a donut.
I bet you they're more than that.
And so we're talking, and I go, how much do you weigh? You know what I mean? I'm expecting him to weigh, you know. Nikki, he gives me his real weight. Mm-hmm. You know what? He weighs less than 30 pounds less than me.
Wow.
Now, I was massively bigger than Sean. Mm-hmm. And
you've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I used to joke. And that's the last time I weighed. I don't know.
Last time I saw you, I was in shock at how much weight.
I know. I think I've lost more. But I used to joke and say, you know what's going to happen? Sean's going to gain weight, and I'm going to lose weight, and I'm going to pass him. And then I always say, oh, I'll just be. I say, could you imagine? I will be ruthless when that happens, you know. Nikki, stop hitting that lighter. And so I'm talking to him, and he tells me this weight, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Sean. I go, seriously, I mean, what are you doing?
Eating.
I'm like, you got to start. I mean, I count my calories every day now.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing.
What I had yesterday was vegetable soup and a little bit.
I'm telling you, counting of the calories is, I've tried so many different ways to lose weight. I've been on this diet since November.
Right.
Consistently losing since November, and I stay on it. And I'm telling you, it's the counting of these calories and the whole, you know.
I try and keep my calorie count down, and I try to.
It's what you eat.
I guesstimate them. I don't like sit there and be like.
It's what you eat is what causes weight loss. I'm telling you.
I keep my protein up and my carbs down.
But here's the deal. If you eat a bunch of meat. Even if the meat weighs the same as other things, you're going to have too many calories. You're going to, you know, you're going to get big.
Mm-hmm. But you eat healthy meat too.
There's things you eat that don't have a lot of calories. That's the key. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing is I'm, you know, you have a couple, you can have a bowl of non-sugary cereal.
Right.
And you
have Rice Krispies.
Yes, you have less than like a fifth of the calories you have. For eating macaroni and cheese or so. You know what I mean?
Don't eat macaroni and cheese.
I'm just throwing it out there. It depends on what you eat.
Mm-hmm. I eat healthy. My problem is I don't eat enough.
So that's what I'm doing is...
That's what they're all telling me.
I'm following what... I've been told, and I'm losing weight. So I'm talking to Sean. I go, you do realize that you're... He goes, I just don't think I can eat 1,500 calories, 1,000 calories a day. And I go, dude, at your size, you're not, you get to eat a considerable amount of calories. Mm-hmm. If you're above 400 pounds, there's a considerable amount of calories that you get to eat.
Right.
And still lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So why, you know, why in the world is he under the impression if he goes on a diet, he'll only be allowed to like eat 800 calories or something?
Right.
You know?
There are days I eat under 1,000 calories, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Is they told me that it's going because my metabolism's so screwed up.
And you've got to eat.
My body, yeah, turns it.
And that's
bad.
What I'm doing. When I wake up, I'm eating this. I have a power bar, whatever it is, protein bar. All right, I eat that every day at like 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I eat it.
They want me to eat 5 small meals a day, and I can't do it.
And I eat it. I crunch it slowly. I eat it slowly. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing, same flavor. It's just something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then around 8 o'clock. When Aaron's doing the news, I eat 2 little Halo oranges. You know, little mini oranges?
Mm-hmm.
I eat 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink a bottle of water. Now, I drink coffee in the morning, or early morning, then I drink water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home, and I haven't eaten yet today because we're doing this podcast, but
mm-hmm.
Then I'll eat some lunch, and I'll have cereal today.
Yeah.
I'll have like a bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little late today because I usually like to do it around 11:30. Right. But, oh, well, we'll do it. We'll knock it out as soon as we're done here. We're recording this. It's like 12:30. So
mm-hmm.
Then I'll eat. All right. And then I'll eat again around 3:30 or so. And then I'll eat dinner around 7.
Right.
I'm done, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Done, but I've eaten that many times during the day, you know. And that's
like
that's the key. That's how I'm losing weight.
But see, like the other day when I told you I had beans, I had a cup of beans and that's all I had that day.
You see that? No, that's stupid. You can't do that. Like, for example, tonight.
But I'm never hungry.
Here's the deal. It doesn't matter. You got to eat. Like, I'm going to go see Wonder Woman tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wanting to eat some movie popcorn. So I'm going to have, like, a small movie popcorn, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that. So I'm watching my calories until. So I know I'm probably going to eat around 700 calories of movie popcorn.
Right.
There's a good chance. 700-800 calories of movie popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
So because I know that, I know to cut everything else down.
Right.
And you still eat. Maybe I just have a little bit of cottage cheese or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a little cottage cheese doesn't have a lot of calories. I have that. Mm-hmm. Or I have, like I said, a bowl of cereal. I'll just do some lower calorie stuff so I have the calories left over for when I eat at the Wonder Woman movie.
Right.
And see,
I buy food and it goes bad because I don't eat it.
You got to eat
I'm
it.
Like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to make this. And
no, you've got to do it.
And it goes bad. I just threw chicken away.
Well, you force yourself. You got to force yourself.
Ugh.
You force it. And by the way, if you're doing that, you never get hungry. Because when you do what you're doing.
I'm not hungry anyway.
No, when you do what you're doing, occasionally you get hungry and you just go, oh, well, I'm just going to eat like a pig. You can't do that.
I don't even eat like a pig. I just eat a little bit and I'm right. Hungry.
Sure, last night when you went to the truck stop at 11:30 at night.
I thought I was hungry.
No one thought you were eating like a pig.
I had like
open
three or
face
four
sandwich and mashed potatoes.
No, it looked like I hadn't even touched it when I gave it
mm-hmm.
to him. Because they have like a big, you know, like it looks like an ice cream scoop of the mashed potatoes.
Well, you got to eat. You got to eat.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm learning. I am learning this stuff.
I'm losing weight, though. It's probably the wrong weight, but I'm losing weight.
And I know this stuff.
I'm down. Like
I have lost. I've lost over 100 pounds.
I'm down 10 pounds in the last month.
Have you lost over 100 pounds?
I have before.
Have you this time? Have you lost over 100 pounds?
I've lost.
Then you shall. Then you shall adhere to what I said. You will listen to me, and you will abide by my sayings.
I hear you.
We did, you know, this last weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I'm like, I'll eat whatever I want, right? I didn't want. It's crazy because I didn't want a lot. I didn't want anything.
I did eat Memorial Day, or not Memorial Day.
But that's
Day,
a great feeling. Saturday. It's a great feeling to know. It's like, oh my God, I'm splurging. I feel like such a pig.
And I hurt afterwards.
But
and
you're
I
really
almost
not.
Started crying.
God, you know what I did? I went to the Chatham Glenwood sectional game.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there to watch softball, and I had to park. So I got there late, right? So I had to park, and I had to walk on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
All the way, you know.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was able to do it. By the way, it felt good. Listen,
good.
It felt really good being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It really, I really felt like, I was like, you know, damn it. I really am proud of myself. You know, that's what while I was walking, I'm thinking to myself, I'm really proud of myself.
Right.
For being able to do this. You know, I can do it. And I'm very happy with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I'm walking, I do it, and so I get home, I'm all excited. I even tell my wife, I go, Yeah, instead of getting on the treadmill working out today, guess what I did? And I tell her, you know, she goes, oh, my God. She goes, that's really impressive. I said, yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. And because for me, that's something that I couldn't do earlier.
Right.
Earlier this year, I couldn't do it.
Because your knees.
Yeah, my knees are horrible. But I actually did it. And my
awesome.
Knees, my knees weren't even the part that really hurt. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wake up the next day. And my shins are on fire.
Yeah.
From walking on that concrete, it felt, oh, my God. I mean, they're just on fire.
Yeah.
It was killing me.
I'm still sore.
But just from walking that little bit I was walking, I was tired out. I was like, oh, my God. But just from my shins, I was tired. And I was sore. So I get up yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my God, my shins are so sore.
Right.
And it's from walking on the concrete. So if I go to the games this weekend, I might go to the sectional championship on Saturday.
Right.
But when I go, I'm going to try to walk in the grass.
Yeah, because of the concrete.
So I think
so
it was
hard.
The concrete that did it, you know?
Probably. You probably have shin splints.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely have. Yeah. Just from.
Those hurt.
It's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah. You didn't ask me why I'm sore.
Why are you sore, Nikki? I didn't know I was telling my story to get to you, but what was this? Why are you sore?
You used to like catch on to those things.
No, what are you sore about?
Do do do.
What does do 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 do?
For my announcement.
All right, Nikki has an announcement, everyone. All right, what is your announcement?
I'm no longer Nikki Dry.
You're not Nikki Dry. Oh, you had sex.
Yeah.
Oh, when did you have sex?
Tuesday.
Who'd you have sex with?
A friend.
Just the kind of friend you had to call?
He called me.
So if some friend of yours calls you, what's he say when he calls?
Are you finally going to give it up?
Oh, so he was all horny when he
sex
called?
I had sex with him like 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So he called you because he needed some.
No, because he don't need it.
Oh.
He wanted it.
Well, yeah.
He's been
you know.
For 3 years.
And so what, he came over or?
I went to him.
Where does he live?
Chatham.
Really? Oh, so you were in my home? You were in my town of Chatham?
House.
You what?
I went past your house. I turned right there.
You drove right past my house? You were in town. You didn't even call.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, that wouldn't have been a good time to call us.
I turned right there at the light.
Really? And you went over and banged this guy?
I was like Mary Lou Retton.
Did you spend the night or anything?
I left at like 5 in the morning.
Oh, aren't you something? How many times did you bang him?
That whole time.
That whole time you gave it up?
Mm-hmm.
He could hold it that long, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
He's a little bit older than me.
Well, he's in his 50s, huh?
Close to.
I'll be damned. And he could keep it going?
Oh, yeah.
Better man than me.
He's on the big side, too.
Oh, he's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
The fat big side or... Big penis. I don't know what you're getting
big
at.
Big penis.
Oh, big penis. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My whole body. Like, I thought during it, I'm like, all right, I'm not as, you know, I can do this.
Yeah.
There's nothing hurt when I was doing it, you know, my body-wise.
It's because you were all lubed up. You're naturally lubed.
No, I'm not talking there.
Oh.
I'm talking like my back wasn't
hurting. Oh, okay.
And my lip, you know, my hands.
Good Lord, just how are you getting this? Weren't you just laying there? Were you taking it all kinds of ways?
I was, like I said, I was Mary Lou Retton.
Good Lord. You were on top, on the bottom, in front
everything.
Of, you're doing everything, huh?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
My legs were shaking when I left. I couldn't walk right. I almost
You orgasmed, huh?
I almost fell on the road.
So he gave you the big O. Good for you.
Many times.
Oh, you were enjoying yourself then.
Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I'm like, my body don't feel right.
Yeah, well, I hope you use better English than that, but yes, okay.
Huh?
I hope you use better English than that, but all
but
right.
That my body don't feel right?
Your body doesn't feel right, but that's okay. And I just, you know, speaking to ourselves, we should try to use proper grammar, but that's all right.
Yesterday, it was like, it like hurt to breathe.
Did your vagina hurt?
It's
what?
It's been,
it's tender?
Yeah.
Tender, a boom, boom. Tender is
and
the
and
night.
It like hurts to breathe and like walking.
Let me ask you, when you take a deep breath, does your vagina hurt?
It all hurts.
Yeah, you got it good. Good for you.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt at the time, huh?
No.
Because you were lubed up. You got yourself all naturally lubed.
Mm-hmm. Very, 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 very much so. Huh? Which is funny because I took a bottle of lube with me.
Yeah.
Didn't and we were laughing it. Afterwards.
Didn't even need it.
Didn't even need it.
Well, you fell off the wagon. Congratulations.
Yeah.
About time. We only go around once, you know.
Huh?
Said you only go around once. You know, live it up.
It's just I find so it's so hard to find people that I trust and that I.
Oh, big deal. I'll tell you.
He has been trying for 3 years since he was.
The other night. The other night, I banged my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I am. You know, I am I am so quick draw anymore. If it's 5 minutes, it's a miracle.
He can hold it until I tell him to do it.
That's amazing. I can't. I used to be able to do that. I can't anymore.
I was just like, are you? He's like, are you ready yet? I'm like, no.
But I'll tell you, my wife,
he's
though.
He's like, okay.
Listen, my wife is, she's in no hurry to go a long time.
I was completely fine. It'd been 3 years with the exception of that one time.
Hey, listen, let me tell you, you said something a long time ago that I thought was bullshit. Well, I think as you said it.
What?
About your penis getting bigger when you lose a bunch of weight.
Uh-huh. It's not, is it?
No, it isn't. It gets bigger. It really does. And this is, I've never lost enough weight to find out, you know, uh-huh. before. But yeah, you really do. I was shocked by this turn of events.
I know my stuff.
Yeah, I was banging my wife, and even she says, and even she made a comment.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh my God. Oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? And she mentions it.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically say, well, tough. So, you have to take it. Take it like a woman.
One of the funny things is because this guy's known for being quite large.
How the hell does someone know? How do you mean he's known? How does that
Think
get
about
out?
It. Think about it.
How does that get out?
Think about it.
At your swinger parties or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's known for being quite large.
You know what? If I was large,
he scares girls away because he's quite large.
If I was large, I'd walk around naked all the time. I really would.
Modest.
I'll tell you,
but
like
the girls that are with him know, and word gets around.
Yeah, I would if I had a big large dick, I would go to those swinger parties, and I would be naked, and I'd just walk around like no, you know. I mean, I would find excuses.
He intimidates the guys.
Yeah, I would find excuses to just walk around going. Oh, don't mind me. Oh, is that my schlong? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was out.
Right.
I would do the same thing.
But the first time I was with him, it hurt. Because I think I was scared of it. So I wasn't all lubed up.
You gotta lube up.
This time, I was so horny.
There you go.
And it was, I always get horny between 2 and 5 in the morning.
Oh, good Lord.
That's my peak time.
It's your horniness peak.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, why am I cursed with being horny?
So wait, what night was this?
Tuesday night.
Does this guy not have a job?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got a job.
Mm-hmm.
During the daytime?
Mm-hmm.
So he had to work Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
After being up that late.
Mm-hmm.
Till 5 in the morning?
Yep.
I don't know what the hell he does.
Well, he slept up until I came over.
Well, I don't know what kind of job he's got.
A decent one.
I don't. Do I know this guy?
No.
Oh, God. Please don't tell me I know him. Okay, good.
No. And this time it was kind of funny because in the heat of passion, I was like, give it all to me. And he goes, I just gave it all to you.
I'm giving it.
It's funny.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad you got this taken care of.
I felt bad because he did give it all to me, and I was like, really?
You're like, oh, I can handle more.
I know.
Maybe it's time to move up to a black man. Like, oh, I can handle more. I don't need you, Whitey. Open up my Rolodex.
Oh, my goodness.
Find a Lamar or a Laquan or something. Give it to you good, baby. Mm. Show you a good time, girl. Mm.
Yeah.
I got messages from Al.
Uh-huh.
Including, remember the song I did for Al?
The sweaty balls.
Yes. Does anybody remember that song?
Yes.
Where I took some ridiculous Al thing.
Uh-huh.
And put music to it.
Uh-huh. Has he got another song for you?
And, it started as Al just calling in. You know, mm-hmm. And that's what started it, was him just calling in, singing something ridiculous. And then I put music to it.
Right.
Well, and I don't even know where that song is, so, and I forgot what I called it. Sweaty or Shweaty or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was My Balls Are Sweaty. My balls are sweaty. However that song.
Yeah.
I think it might be this. I don't know if this is it or not, but let me see. Yeah, here it is. All right.
Yeah, that's
for those that have never heard it.
Send this one out to my homeboy, Razel Lizzle, out to 217. I'm finna drop hot shit right here. My balls are sweaty. My balls are sweaty. My balls are sweaty. My balls are sweaty. My balls are sweaty.
There you go, his Balls Are Sweaty song.
I bet they're sweaty today.
Yeah. I bet they are.
They've probably been sweaty all week.
So he called my, or he left a message on my Facebook. All right, let me play this.
Uh-huh.
See if we can hear this. If I can get it to work. All right, let's see. All right. I'm loading it. And why is it not playing? What the hell?
Are you doing it off your phone?
No, I'm doing it from the computer.
Oh.
Literally the computer that's hooked up to the, you know. Oh, there might not be a... Wait a minute. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I think this is it. Okay. If it'll work.
Not reading the file.
Oh, it's not. Wait a minute. That's not it. I don't know. I thought it'd be funny to play it, but now I can't figure it out.
Joke's over.
Yeah, and now I'm sick of it. So now I'm going to have to look for it. Oh, God damn it. So Al sent me another song.
Yeah? Well, you got to get it all musicked up.
Yeah, well, of course I do. Yeah, but I don't know where... There's DJ Quick. Let's see. I don't know what, all right, here we go. If I can get it to work.
Right.
For some reason it won't play.
Hmm.
I mean, what the hell?
Corrupt file?
No, it's not corrupt. It's just, it's not playing.
Maybe you gotta redo it.
I don't need to try to download it. Connection is what? It says your connection is not private. Oh, come on. Well, I really wanted to do this in today's, because I don't know when we'll do another podcast. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I really wanted to play these things so that I could produce a song and then have it next time.
Hold on, this might be. Here's your new theme song. His big old balls, his big old balls. They won't fit in the Taj Mahal. His big old balls, his big old balls. He likes to pull them out and run through the mall. His big old balls, Ray got big old balls.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Ray's got big old balls. There you go. That's the song he wrote. Ray's got big old balls. His big old balls.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, there's another one, too.
And is it about balls?
No, I don't know what this is about. But there's another one. And God damn it. I can't get the son of a bitch to play.
It'll be okay.
I do like big old balls. Did you like that?
Yeah.
His big old balls.
Sounds like an 80s big girl band balls. Kind of song.
I don't know how to get music to that, but.
Sounds like an 80s hair band kind of song.
He sent me like three of them.
Yeah.
He sent me three songs, and it's all about touching yourself or having balls or.
Touching your balls and.
Yeah, touching your balls. Yeah, it's. I mean, that's all his song. All his songs are about, you know. Touching balls. All right, here we go.
Here's your new theme song.
Oh, no, this is the same one.
His big old balls.
No, that's the same one we just listened to.
Your new theme song.
Yeah. Why would anyone want that? Like that? Who the hell would want that as their theme song? What kind of asshole?
Jim will just be ecstatic.
Yeah, man, I think I want that as my theme song, man. I want to try to forward this. It says, do you want to forward it? I'm like, yes, I do want to forward it. I want to forward it to Nikki. I want to see if I can forward it to you because I cannot get it to work. His big old balls. His big old balls.
All I see is barbecue stuff.
I don't know. Maybe it was barbecue.
You sent me a grill.
Oh, did I?
It's him grilling something.
Oh, it's probably the wrong thing. No wonder it won't play.
Hold on.
No wonder it won't play. I'm sending you the wrong thing.
Hold on.
I mean, that would explain it.
It's him barbecuing something, saying it, he lifts the grill and it's like chicken grilling. And he says, listen to that sizzle, Raymond.
Oh, no, that's not. That's the wrong thing. Oh, no wonder.
He says,
okay.
I'm a horrible friend.
Well, he is a horrible friend. I mean, we all know that, but.
And he's like, I love you, buddy. That's what that is.
Yeah. Well, I know there's another one.
Yeah.
There's another thing he sings. But let me try to forward this. Tell me what this one is. His big old balls. Because I know he sent me another one.
Something about him touching himself.
Oh, yeah. Then that's it, right? Why can't I get that?
Jesus doesn't love me when I'm touching myself.
Yeah, it's a song, right?
Yeah.
See, why can't I hear it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's really pissing me off. Really making me angry.
Here, let's see if I can make it so you can hear it.
That would be nice.
So I've got headphones on.
All right.
Play that.
Be a great way to end the show.
Touching myself.
Can you hear it?
Jesus doesn't love me when I'm touching myself.
Yeah. Touching myself. Yeah. Jesus doesn't love me when I'm touching my big old balls.
Yeah. Touching myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to deal with these. I'm going to have to make a song out of one of these. Or both of them. So either
combine them.
Either touching myself and my big old balls.
That one sounds like a country song, and the first one sounds like a hair band song.
First, it sounds ridiculous. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. It all sounds ridiculous.
It's funny, though.
It is, however, amusing, so that's why I want to, you know.
He's driving a trash truck, and that's what he's thinking about.
Here's your new theme song. His big old balls, his big old balls. They won't fit in the Taj Mahal. His big old balls, his big old balls. He likes to pull them out and run through the mall. His big old balls, Ray got big old balls.
He's got big old balls.
Yeah. So I'll have to mess with these.
Yeah.
It does take a lot to do that. You know what I mean?
Because
you got to take it, you got to synthesize it, then you process it, then you add all kinds of shit, then you put the, and you got to find music that works, and and then the music, it never works.
I miss the old studio from the morning disaster days.
It never works. So then you have to take the music and actually change the music, but.
Because I could do that in that machine in half an
hour. Yeah, it's so worth
it. That old machine.
Yeah, it's so worth it when you get something
that
works.
What was that thing called anyway?
I do not remember, but I know I loved it. I know Rocky, I know you guys would knock out a song, and you can knock stuff out fairly quickly.
Didn't have to fight with the computer.
They're like 45 minutes tops, which, you know, I mean, it's one thing to just sing to an actual bed, but, I mean, Rocky would create stuff. Totally original, you know.
Right. Because all we had to do is lay down a bed and then we're on our way.
It was unbelievable the way it would be created. So, anyway, Al's got big old balls, everyone.
Yeah.
I guess that's
the. And then the other day, there was something going on in. What was it? And I came up with a song that it was going to be a parody that it was.
Was it Big Old Balls Walking Through the Mall?
No. But it would have been a parody to the song of where you tore down paradise to build a parking lot. But I don't remember what was going on and what the song was going to be.
They burn, 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 to build a parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I Now I don't remember what the story was.
Hmm.
But it was funny. I had it in my head. I'm like, if only, if only.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we actually got a chance to do a podcast today. Thank God. And by the way, I want to point out, it wasn't me that's been delaying the podcast.
Oh, please.
It wasn't. It's Nikki.
You've never said, hey, let's
you've
do
been
a
in the
podcast.
You've been the one in the hospital. You're getting laid. You're all, your vagina's sore. You, every excuse in the book. I'm telling you, it wasn't me. I'm pretty much ready.
With the owner of the computer for a week or two there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But we're working now.
Yeah.
So this has been the Morning Disaster episode number blah blah blah. I don't even know what number we're on. We're too many. But it's a new episode, so I hope you guys like it, and we'll try to do more.
Soon.
I mean, you know.
I get bored now.
It all depends on Nikki's vagina, but hopefully we'll be able to do more. So.
I get very bored and lonely now without you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad. I'm glad to be thought about.
Yes.
In such ways.
Yes.
So we'll hear more stories next podcast. By the way, I'm back tomorrow on a 94.7 970 WMAY every single day. You listen to the Ray Lytle Show, blah, blah, blah.
And I always call in and make some kind of
Nikki call. Always is participating.
Somehow.
Hey, did you hear Dog Food Lady call today?
Yes, I did.
It's unbelievable.
She invited you to her garage sale.
Yes, she did. Ray Lytle.
Teeth and the Cabbage Patch.
Yeah.
Which tells you a lot. Somewhere.
Is this Ray Lytle?
Hey, this is Ray Lytle.
This is Dog Food Lady.
I love how she still doesn't know how to pronounce my last name.
Lytle.
She's been calling me for 20-some-odd years. Can't get the last name correct. Oh, well.
And I think Rocky would be very proud of me for having the guts to call in with all my stupid non-sounding-like voices.
Yeah, of course he should, yeah.
Because you know how many times he would try and get me to do a voice and I wouldn't do it?
I do know that, yes. And you're funny. By the way, Rocky sent me a message saying he is dubbing old Morning Disaster tapes again.
Awesome.
So I can't wait to get the... I can't wait. Of course, I think he just puts them right up on the server, but I'll have to check. You know.
I'm sure my neighbors were wondering what the hell was going on yesterday before I called in, because I was trying to practice singing Cher.
Do you believe love?
I was
love?
Singing it really loud in my apartment and like shaking my neck to do the.
Do you believe love of love?
Life after love.
Poor Cher, she's outlived both her husbands.
And that Aaron had to start playing Cher.
She looks good, though. I'll tell you what, for 71 years old.
Yeah. She was wearing like next to nothing at the billboards or whatever.
I find that unbelievable.
Yeah.
But good for her, man.
Her plastic surgery didn't melt.
No. Hey, what do you think about Kathy Griffin?
I am for her.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm for her doing stupid stuff, but she also has to, you know, you've also got to pay the piper.
She has always looked at the line and stuck her toe over the edge.
It was
always.
This one was stupid.
She used to work for E! Network.
Yeah, this one was stupid, though, because you know how sensitive these people are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious how sensitive they are. To do what she did was just stupid.
Did I send you the meme?
I don't know if I got
the,
a meme.
The little boy holding the Trump mask when it's her. Maybe I didn't send it to you.
I don't know, you didn't. But it really was. I mean, it was highly inappropriate, highly stupid. It really was just a stupid thing to do. You know, you expect more.
What cracks me up is she's fired from CNN.
Oh, she got
then
fired from everything.
Hours later, she gets dropped by Squatty Potty.
Yeah. They even fucking Squatty Potty dropped her. That's pretty funny. You got to think about it. It was so offensive.
The Squatty Potty dropped her.
Your Trump joke was so offensive.
You got dropped
that
by
a company Potty. That a company
who has a unicorn that poops rainbows.
Yeah, a company that's trying to teach people how to shit correctly had to drop you for being offensive.
Right.
The shit company dropped you.
Right.
Congratulations.
But you know what? There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, but in this case, I'm telling you what. In this one, she's...
She'll come back.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, though. I'm telling you. She's learning a very valuable lesson. Yes, you can't. You know what? You got to be bigger. And here's the thing.
And she did apologize.
And I keep hearing this. Well, Ted Nugent, you know, lit a. He would fire a rock, an arrow into the heart of a Barack Obama. And I go, no, no, that wasn't right either. But that doesn't mean Kathy Griffin's wrong, or that Kathy Griffin is
make it right. But yeah, he got a visit from Secret Service.
You just listen.
He continued to do a whole bunch of things. Yes,
and by the way, it's just
he never apologized.
And you know what? But here's the deal: you just don't do it. We just don't do it. This is what liberal comics don't get. They really don't.
Right.
You have to be better. Mm-hmm. You know, just being on this level playing field is not enough. You have to be better.
And the artist has come out that took the photos.
Yeah.
And he's standing by them.
Of course. It's the most attention he'll ever get. And he's...
You're right.
And no one's going to attack him. They're just going to attack Kathy Griffin. That's why she's so stupid.
As an artist.
She's a moron. She really is. Stupid.
As an artist. I got to look at it that way, too.
Well, I'm telling you.
Because they had, I remember years ago, when they put the American flag down as an art exhibit to be walked on.
Well, listen. Nobody cares about artists. Here's the bottom line. No one gives a shit about artists. No one cares about
it. I know.
They just don't.
It's the freedom of speech thing.
But if you're going to be the subject of art and you're Kathy Griffin... You've got to be smarter than that. There's no excuse. You've got to be smarter than that. And I'm sorry. She deserves anything she's getting.
Yeah.
And she's getting
it. She does.
She deserves it.
She made a bad choice.
She might be done. I hope she saved her money.
Oh, she's very, very smart with her money.
That's what I mean, because she might be done. She's what? What is she, in her 50s?
Yeah.
She might be done.
I watched Anderson Cooper last night. I'm like, that is a man having a very bad day.
Oh, and yeah, they're friends, right? Yeah,
he knows.
He knows she's done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, as soon as I saw it. I saw it on Sunday, I think, or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Monday.
Right.
I saw it. I looked at my wife and I go, oh, Kathy Griffin's done. She goes, what? I said, oh, you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw the photo. She goes, oh, yeah, you're right. I said, yep, she's done.
But see, as an artist, I saw the symbolism in it, whether it was supposed to be there or not.
Here's the deal.
The Joker,
I will look at something.
King's head with the blood of his people on it.
I will look at something, and I'll either laugh because it's funny, mm-hmm. and my opinion's always, oh, come on, anybody who doesn't like this has to pull their head out and admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will laugh and feel bad and say, oh, they went too far. They should have done that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'll still laugh and support them. Or I look at it, and I'm just offended.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I was with Kathy. I looked at it, and by the way, I'm not a fan of Trump, but I looked at it and I was offended. I'm like,
well, I looked at it and I was like, ooh.
I'm like, that's too far.
Yeah.
That's over the line. Listen, whether you like him or not, he's the president of the United States of America, and you don't do that.
No.
You just don't do it. It wasn't cool. And I don't care, even if he's impeached, you don't do that.
I agree.
So she fucked up. She's going to pay the price. All right, anyway, it's an hour and a half of this show, so we got to break it up. That's it for today's Morning Disaster Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
I pray for your vagina.
I do, too.
Baby Jesus.
Some more.
Baby Jesus.
I need some more.
Baby Jesus, will you please.
I need to work out every day.
Rest your healing hands on Nikki's vagina, or just take your arm and stick it in the vagina. Stretch that thing out. Make a fist first.
Make sure it's lubricated.
Stretch that out so it doesn't hurt so much next time. And to give her the soothing.
No more small peepees.
Baby Jesus, please give Nikki your soothing arm.
No more small peepees.
In her vagina to settle it. Make it feel good.
Send away the small peepees.
Will you be with this guy again, or are you just going to go to the next one?
I'm going to go on to the next one and maybe go back to him if I need to.
You need a black guy.
What makes you think that he's not?
Whatever he is, you need a black guy.
What makes you think that he's not?
Because you said Chatham.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. There's a lot of black people live in Chatham. I'm just saying. I think you need a black guy.
Who said that?
All right, maybe he is a black guy. Then maybe you need him. But I was thinking more like a younger guy, not in his 50s.
I don't want a younger guy. They play too many games. And they can't last as long.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Big Dick Black Guy showed you a good time. Maybe you should go with him again.
He's just...
Stop being snotty.
I'm not being snotty.
Does it look like a baby arm holding a peach?
Well,
I pray for your vagina. I hope that the soothing...
I pray for it, too.
I hope the soothing qualities of vagina. Baby Jesus... Lay there... Baby Jesus, please lay your lips upon... Lay your lips upon Nikki's vagina. Get on in there and just give it little kisses. Give it little.
So I can move on to the next one.
Give it little kisses. Make it feel better. And heal Nikki. Heal Nikki's vagina, baby Jesus.
It's like my insides of my hips hurt.
In your name, amen. In your name, amen. Please heal Nikki's vagina, baby Jesus.
I mean, I can walk.
Hallelujah.
I just feel bruised.
Hallelujah. Get on, baby Jesus, just crawl into that vagina. Just crawl on in that vagina.
Yeah, like it's a cave now.
Yeah. 15-pound, 4-ounce baby Jesus.
I don't need no 15-pound nothing in my vagina.
15-pound, 4-ounce baby Jesus, please crawl into Nikki's vagina.
No babies. And that time has come and gone.
Give soothing kisses to Nikki's vagina wall. Healing it properly.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're back with another edition of The Morning Disaster sometime soon. Talk to you guys
very soon.
So long, everybody.
Bye.